It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? I told Mr. McFeely last night that I'd like to show you some leg braces and some crutches. So we borrowed these from a school that wasn't using them. Thought I'd try to put them on. I know that children who have never used leg braces or crutches sometimes wonder why people need to use them, wonder whether they hurt and things like that. Now, this is a leg brace. It's really sturdy, really strong. Of course, this one wasn't made for me, so it doesn't fit exactly. But it's a very strong thing that really supports you. You know, children who learn to use leg braces and crutches to help them walk well can really be proud of themselves when they learn how. I'm going to try these crutches. Back here, show you how they go. See how the crutches support you so well. I had one of my best loved teachers uses crutches to help him walk. Yep. Oh, there's somebody at the door. I'm gonna try to go like this. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Good day to you.
Showing my friends the crutches. And I was just telling them that one of my best loved teachers uses crutches to help him walk. He is a strong, proud man.
Just like our Chrissy, she's strong inside herself, and she's proud, too. Here's the basketball film you ordered.
Thank you very much.
You know, after you see the film, you may want to come over and meet Chrissy. She's over at our house right now with
good.
Betsy.
Well, I'll bring it back to your house, then, when we see it.
Alrighty, speedy delivery. More deliveries today.
Have a good day, Mr. McFeely.
Thank you, and a good day to you.
Thank you. I guess this is the way you do it. Coming down the steps. First, the crutches. The person. I want you to see this basketball film. This is a special kind of basketball game. Really special. Wait till you see it. Wanted to show this film to you. Okay, on picture, picture. Basketball and wheelchairs. See how they make the chairs move and make themselves move? Very strong people. Imagine being able to play basketball sitting down. Isn't that great? They must want to be able to play very much. because I'm sure it takes a lot of energy and a lot of practice. Now, why don't we go over to the McFeelys now? Maybe we'll have a chance to meet their granddaughter, Chrissy. Come along to the McFeelys. Fred Rogers. Okay. Hi, you're in the kitchen.
This is Chrissy.
Hi, Chrissy. I'm glad to meet you.
Yeah. We're working on a book. Oh, well, we've actually finished one.
Yes.
Oh, Lassie. Yeah.
You can look through it.
That's pretty.
Yes.
Did you do all the cuttings and all?
Better not mess that up.
This one. Oh, yeah. Is this one for you, too?
That's another booklet.
She's just about to sew that one together.
Yes. We made the holes and stuff.
Yeah. Great. I was working on a book myself yesterday.
Well, certainly like books. Chrissy reads a lot. She reads to me sometimes. But then she likes to make books of her own, too.
Mm-hmm. Pictures right here. Can we put it there?
Yeah. You can pick out any of the scissors that you like.
You mean I could make a page?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Here's a colorful page.
Thank you.
Yeah. Here's a pair of scissors.
You see me ready.
She's cut out all kinds of designs.
Okay.
That make the one you draw, I mean.
Should we make another one?
Yeah. Wait, I've got more than one.
Well, you seem to be very busy, you two.
Well, we're having a good time. We've been doing all kinds of things together.
Pretty soon we'll be on the sunshine, huh?
Okay. Real.
Which scissors do you want, ma'am?
Okay.
And there's... Look what he made.
There's something for you.
Hey, that is nice.
What kind of paper do you think he should have for that?
I'd like a dark piece. If you have a dark piece, I could put...
Yes, take the green.
Green?
Yeah. Here's the green for you.
Thanks, Chris.
Do you want to give him some of this tape we have here along the table?
Yeah. There's two pieces. How many pieces would you like?
How many do you think I should use for?
Two for each one.
Okay.
Okay, there's... Yeah. I'll help you. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. She's a helpful girl.
Can see that.
Put that right here. Right there.
Okay.
That'll...
Is that enough?
Yeah. Two more for each one. Two for each one. Okay. Sit. Lay it down.
Do you do anything like this in school? You go to school, do you?
Yes. We do some stuff.
You make books, then?
Yes, sometimes. That is beautiful.
Well, you're welcome to it for your book.
Oh, we can keep it for our book?
Yes, and we could hang these on the wall, maybe.
Is that the phone, Chrissy?
Yes.
Would you mind getting it?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I'd mind.
Thank you.
I could have gotten that phone before.
Oh, she really doesn't mind getting it. She likes to. She's like all children. They like to do what they can do.
Well, she obviously can do a lot of things.
Oh, she certainly can. She knows how to handle those crutches. It's hard, you know.
I can imagine. Most crutches I've seen come under your arms, huh?
Yeah, she used to have those kind until about a year ago. And then she got these new kind, and she can go faster with them. And she likes them better.
Did she ever use a wheelchair?
Sometimes when she was in the hospital, she used to use one. But when she's at home, she doesn't need them. Really, she gets around awfully well with those.
I can see
And she plays really well with her friends. And she goes to school with all the other children.
Well, do the children in the school all have braces or crutches?
No. I don't think there are any other children in her school that have.
Oh, she goes to a regular school. What grade is it?
Second grade.
Huh. Bless her
heart.
We're
very, very proud of her, Mr. Rogers.
I can imagine that.
And we're proud of her sisters, too. I want you to meet Becky and Terry. They're very, very nice. But so, there we've been working on our book and having a great time.
Anybody home?
Said David.
Speedy delivery.
Hey, Mr. McFeely.
Where's Chrissy?
Oh, she's on the phone.
I'll be right in.
He likes to drop in when she's here. He comes home.
Just thought I'd stop by with some deliveries. Stop by to see what's going on here. Good day, dear.
Hi, David. It's nice
Hello,
to see
Mr.
you.
Hello, Mr. Rogers.
Mr. McFeely, thank you very much.
Did you get a chance to see it?
That's a spectacular film.
It certainly is.
To see those people being able to play basketball that way. Gee.
Well, what's going on here?
Well, Chrissy and I have been working on this book. Mr. Rogers dropped by and having an awfully nice time. Here she is.
Hello, Chrissy.
Who was that on the phone?
Hi, Chris.
Chip Brackett, he wants 20 pounds of potatoes.
20 pounds
20
of potatoes?
Pounds of potatoes.
Write that down.
Boy, you're a good
you're
help.
You're on speedy delivery.
Thank you, Chrissy.
Yeah.
You had a nice long there chat with him.
I'll deliver that later on today.
Oh, that's...
20 pounds of potatoes for Chef Brockett.
It's so nice of you to drop in. We've been doing so many things. Remember what we were doing before? We were singing.
Singing? What were you singing?
You Are Special.
Do you know that song? Yes, you do.
Certainly do know You Are Special.
Can you sing
Would
it?
You sing it for me?
You are my friend. You are special. You are my friend. Special to me.
Did that. Could I do that?
Yeah.
Special.
She was cutting
Special.
To the song.
Special. I can see why you all have special times when you're together.
Oh, we certainly do. It's a special time when you come to visit us, Mr. Rogers.
Thanks. I guess I better go, but I sure would like to be here making more books with you all the time. How long are you going to be here, Chrissy?
Two more nights.
Yeah.
Someday you'll have to meet our other two granddaughters, Mr. Rogers.
Oh,
like
yes.
to, David. I remember seeing the movies of them that you showed me.
We made something new.
Well, have a good time while you're here. I'll probably see you around the neighborhood.
Oh, probably will. Thanks for dropping by.
Well, I'm
glad
as well
to
go.
Meet you, Chrissy.
She's a busy girl.
I know that.
I'll make that Chef Brockett delivery now, dear.
Thank you for stopping by.
Bye-bye.
Bye. See you later. See you later, Chrissy.
Yep.
I'll bring you some potatoes.
Okay. Remember how many.
All righty.
Thank you. Well, I can see why you like those times when she comes to visit.
They're special times.
I guess so.
Well, off to Chef Brockett's delivery. Good day, Mr. Rogers.
Good day to you, Mr. McFeely. A good time together, don't they? Those crutches that Chrissy used have little parts that go right here around her arms. They don't go under her armpits like that. No, they're right here, and she can work them with her wrists and all. works them very well. Yeah, well, let's have some make-believe. Mr. McFeely is about to deliver some things to Chef Brockett. What about make-believing that Mr. McFeely is going to deliver a piece of equipment that will really help the farming work at someplace else? Okay? Let's have that for our make-believe today.
Oh, Charlie, hold on there a minute. I was just looking for you. I need to take a few measurements. One more, Charlie. Okay. 8. Thanks a lot, Charlie. Thank you. Oh. Now that looks like 3, 5/8.
Handyman Negri, I presume?
Correct as usual, Your Majesty.
And what is the reason for your measurement?
Oh, just doing some measuring for Mr. McFeely. Measure the width of the track and the height of the trolley.
Probably planning some kind of honor for the trolley's king.
perhaps, sir.
One never knows what honors one is about to receive. Remember that in life.
Yes, sir, I will.
Very good. Farewell, handyman. Yeah.
One never knows. What honors. Well, I better check this track, make sure it's exact. 3 5/8. Mr. McFeely, here are your measurements.
Oh, great. Thank you very much. Let me see here. The length of the trolley is 17 inches, right?
Right.
The height is 8 inches, and 3 5/8. That's fine. Thank you very much.
Well, Mr. McFeely, aren't you going to tell me what the measurements are for?
Well, they're for someplace else. Very fancy invention.
A fancy invention?
Yes, sirree. Do you want to come and see? I have a delivery and a pickup, but I could meet you over there.
Well, I sure would like to. I mean, I like inventions.
All righty. See you at someplace else, handyman. Speed of delivery.
Okay.
Delivery.
Fancy invention. To go to someplace else. To go to someplace else.
Business is certainly good, Harriet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad we thought of some use for those old train tracks there.
I'll say, we have one of the busiest farms in the entire fantastic world.
Yeah, as soon as we get this new machine working, we should be able to double our production.
Well, Mr. McFeely is picking up one more part and getting the measurements of the track and trolley, and that...
Good.
Oh, look who's here.
Oh, Handyman Negri.
Uh-huh.
Hi, friends.
Hi, Handyman. Oh, pretty good.
Certainly look busy.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll say. We're getting together this invention here.
This one? Well,
this one here?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, what is it?
Well, it's a washer-dryer sorter dumper.
Yeah, washer-dryer sorter dumper.
Washer-dryer sorter dumper.
Yeah, well, see, it washes and then it dries and then it sorts them and then it... Well,
and
why
it
don't
dumps.
We? Yeah, why don't we just show you?
Sure.
Yeah.
Put a potato on, and you can see what happens.
Grab a potato.
Put a potato.
Yeah.
All right.
Right over here.
Where do I put it?
On that platform.
On this platform.
That's it.
Okay. Look at that! It took right off.
As soon as you put it on, it moves. Goes up and gets washed.
Uh huh. Is that the washer right
Watch
there?
Watch it go down. It gets dried in there.
See how dry it is?
Yeah, it looks dry.
sorted. And if it's just the right size, it goes up to get dumped.
Well, what happens next?
Yeah, that's the part that Mr. McFeely's supposed to be bringing now. Oh, there he is.
How are you?
Fancy invention, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is, Mr. McFeely.
Well, is this the part you wanted?
Oh, that's it. Now just attach it to the end over there, will you?
The end?
Where the potato is.
Oh, okay.
Where the potato stop?
Right here.
Yeah, right in here.
Let's see. Yeah, this part. Yeah, that fitting right there.
On that slot?
I think it must go this way.
That's part of the dumper, you see.
Part of the dumper.
How's that?
Watch. There it goes.
Good. Right into the car.
Yee-haw, you like it?
It certainly is. Now, the potato should go in. The potato train should go right to the neighborhood of make-believe. That is, if the tracks are the right size.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
What was that width again, Mr. McFeely?
3 5/8 inches. That was it. 3 5/8 inches. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Right on the button.
Well, let's try it the whole way through then.
Okay, let's try it again. Now, you watch this, Mr. McFeely. Now, you put it here on the platform. See, right there?
It starts to move right away.
Now, let's go on over there. Okay. Watch. It is all gone about it. I can go on over this way.
I think I'll catch it.
Okay, you get it there.
Right there, speedy potato, right back again. There it goes, off again. Uh-huh. Comes on over, up we go. Let's see here. It's going up.
Yes, it is.
Should be a clean, dry, sorted, dumped potato by the time it's over.
Right, with our washer, dryer, sorter, dumper.
Yeah.
Here it comes again.
Some fancy invention, huh, Mr. McFeely? Right up there.
We go, and this
see
one.
If it goes right into the potato train.
There it goes.
Okay.
What happens now?
Well, you have to wind up the train and give it a push.
Of course, Mr. McFeely, you have to wind it up right here. Okay.
There it goes. Harriet, look at it go.
There it goes. Well, let's go see if it works all the way through, all
okay.
right?
Okay, to the neighborhood of make-believe, then.
There we go.
Come on. Here we go. Come on.
See if it's here yet, handyman. There it is.
Look at that.
How about this?
Harriet, look. It's a good invention.
It certainly was a speedy delivery.
I should say.
It works.
Yes, it does. Well, I'll tell you, we better send it back before the trolley comes.
Okay.
Happy day. Let's get back to the farm then, donkey.
I'll say.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Washer, dryer, sorter, dumper. Can you say that? Washer, dryer, sorter, dumper? That was a good idea to help with the work. Sure. That's how all inventions start, you know, with an idea. And it takes a person to have an idea. There's some food for you, fish. You have great ideas. Proud of you for who you are. I'm proud of you, I'm proud of you. I hope that you're as proud as I am proud of you. I'm proud of you. I hope that you are proud and that you're learning how important you are, how important each person you see can be. Discovering each one's specialty is the most important learning. I'm proud of you, I'm proud of you. I hope that you're as proud as I am proud of you. I'm proud of you. I hope that you are proud of you too. What can you think of that you're proud about yourself? Think of some things. There's plenty that you can be proud of. Don Quixote. Have you ever seen a real donkey? A real live donkey? I'm going to try to find one. Bring it to show you tomorrow. Oh, we do lots together, don't we? You and I, our television visits. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day a special day for me. You know how? By just your being you. I like you just the way you are. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
This television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.